Everybody, it's Michelle from Booth Sounds here. It's another barbecue night here at the Earl household. We're having what I call lemony shrimp and vegetables, because I'm before the shrimp hits the marinade at all, I'm putting the veg in it. So we're going to grill the veg, and we're grilling some corn. I just got I'm using about quite a bit of corn, kind of as a substitute, because I don't know what else to put with things like seafood on the grill that actually grill. Then I'm also, like I said, I'm going to grill these great big, they're jumbo tiger prawns, but they're even bigger than what you'd see in a Chinese restaurant. They're four times bigger, at least. So I picked some of them up. They're, a treat. They're three for $7.02. But I got two packs, and I figured, well, we can each have three. If we don't feel like having one for whatever reason, we can snack on them at another time. So, I've just put the corn on. And so what I'll do is when I'm putting on various items today, I will go and let you hear the sounds. See you in a bit. Put on some of the vegetables. Corn's looking good. Some of the outside is kind of charred a little bit. But we're going to put on, we've got zucchini. And each of us have a half of a bell pepper. No, it won't. That's bell pepper, or one of them going on. Nope, probably not.
And that may not have either been standing foot far away from it.
Making love. You say it again, George.
Yeah, it's music very background, making love out of nothing at all, air supply.
Good group.
Wow.
Well, we got
on the side of the pad, you can barely hear it.
Yeah. There we go.
Yes, good group.
Yep.
That's why I reacted and switched that on. I was going to look for 80, but I decided on something called Greatest Hits and Stitch because they were playing that.
Well, there you go. So, those are on. I'll have to keep an eye on those. And now I'm taking this back to the other table. I just hope there's enough marinade. No. So we've got the three shrimp, and like I said, they're jumbo size. I've never seen anything like them. I've seen maybe something like it on Food Network, but never in person. And it's a good thing I didn't freeze them.
Oh.
Because they were previously frozen.
Yeah, you gotta watch that. We've been caught a few times with that.
Yep. So I'm just mixing them up in the marinade. Whatever you like for Greek flavoring works very well, but I also did put in some garlic, chopped garlic, real garlic. Onion powder, because I forgot to put in some onion at the last minute. And like I said, whatever you like for your Greek seasonings. Lemon juice, olive oil. Just really keeping it simple. I was going to do an Asian kind of marinade, but If we decide to do the treat in 2 weeks, I might do it again. But we'll see. Okay. Next time, I'll be going on the grill. So, now I'm going to, put the shrimp on. Now, with shrimp, you don't want to put them in a marinade with lemon juice. Simple reason is you'll cook them. Or sorry, put them in lemonade with lemon juice too long. At the very most an hour. Depending on what you're doing. Simple reason, you'll cook them. There's an actual dish where they cook shrimp like that. It's called ceviche. And we don't want ceviche today.
I somehow think they'd need a little more cooking than just that.
Oh, yeah, it'd probably be several hours, maybe even overnight.
I'll still never forget that one restaurant show where the guy couldn't remember what was in ceviche.
Yeah.
Crab ceviche. And he said, well,
crab.
Actually, it was a lady first.
It was a lady first.
Oh, boy.
It was, I know the one George is talking about.
Is that steakhouse?
Yes, restaurant steakhouse. So now, put those on. They're sizzling away.
Yeah, very nicely.
And everything is starting to really come together nicely.
Incidentally, it's the track that's gone funky.
Ah.
It's a bad signal, or a bad source.
Yeah. Just turn the corn. No, incidentally, I don't know if I've mentioned how I do my corn. I pull back about 3 layers of husk. Then I put on, then I go and peel it back to take out the silk. And then the inner husk, I go and put back around the corn. And they're moist enough, so they will keep your corn from getting dry. And then when that happens, 5 minutes, a rotation, so 4 times, and that'll bring you all the way around. So in essence, in 20 minutes' time, you've got a beautiful corn on the cob.
Cob of corn.
Yeah, well, corn on the cob.
Oh, okay.
Is what it didn't come out as. So, yeah. Anyway, that's what I'm doing. The corn is just about ready to come off, and so are some of the vegetables. I wish I would have been running this when I had the peppers going. We had a bit of a flare up because some of the juice was a bit oily. Excuse me. So yeah. Anyway, I'm gonna leave it at that. I'll take a picture of. The meal once it flips over, once I open up things next. Whatever you're doing today, may your journeys be safe, take care, and God bless. Bye for now.